When you walk into a hospital, you assume it meets certain standards, but what are they and who's keeping track? This year, for the first time, U.S. hospitals are facing accreditation inspections that come without any advance notice. From member station WBUR in Boston, Alan Cockle has the story.
At 7 o'clock on a Monday morning, officials at the Massachusetts General Hospital learn that today will be the day. 10 minutes later, the inspectors are standing in the hospital's main lobby.
Blake 11, may I help you?
Hi, this is Carol Bloney from nursing, and I have the JACO surveyor with me.
The five inspectors, or surveyors as they're properly called, are from the Joint Commission on the Accreditation of Healthcare Organizations, or JACO. The surveyors ask for a list of all the patients in the hospital, and then they quickly fan out. Sarah Shaheem, a nurse by training, elects to visit a patient on the psychiatric unit.
The nurse, I need her.
Okay, she went to give her medication.
So wonderful, let me shadow her.
Oh, okay.
This is the best.
The stakes are high. U.S. hospitals can't be paid by Medicare without JACO accreditation, and 47 states use their stamp of approval as part of the state licensing process. But in the past, critics have charged that these surveys are toothless tigers. Surveyors tended to focus more on policies and procedures than on patient care. And knowing the schedule gave hospitals months to prepare. Now the surveyors come in unannounced and they focus on real patients.
Okay, very good. So where is the prednisone?
In the medication room on the psych unit, Shaheem has discovered that one of a patient's medications seems to be missing.
No, I know, but it's not here. So
you don't have it. It's like the process of delivering the medication to you needs to be tighter. Mm-hmm. Okay, you are giving me a bone in my mouth to go follow through.
With that bone in her mouth, Shaheem will soon visit the pharmacy. It's called tracing. The surveyors follow the patient through the system, visiting the operating room, the lab, any part of the hospital that's been involved in that patient's care. On the psych ward, Shaheem interviews the patient's doctor and social worker, checks the fire extinguishers, the defibrillator, the temperature of the kitchen refrigerator, even at one point, the screws on the hinges of the door.
Because they have been incidents of patient harming themselves.
With the screw?
With the screw. They unscrew it and they cut themselves.
The survey seems both incredibly detailed and weirdly arbitrary. But over the week, the surveyors will trace about 35 patients across three-quarters of the treatment sites in the hospital. At Mass General, it's Marianne Spicer's job to ensure the hospital meets standards. She says the inspection is thorough enough to identify any important problems.
The things that seem to be singular drop-off and the things that seem to be more systematic really do emerge after a few days.
Okay. Could we speak to the patient for a minute, too?
Dr. Brett Elliott, a part-time surveyor and part-time ophthalmologist from Delaware, visits David Holloman, who's on the orthopedics floor, for a hip replacement.
All right. So you had your surgery. You're pretty comfortable?
Yes, I'm quite comfortable.
Have you been to PT yet, physical therapy?
Just got through with it.
Just got through.
The survey will result in full accreditation for Mass General. At the end of the week, the hospital gets what amounts to a report card. JACO officials say their new approach of unannounced surveys and patient tracers means they catch more problems and put more than twice as many hospitals, about 4%, on warning compared with a few years ago. But can patients be confident that this process is effective?
There's always been the problem of the fox guarding the chicken coop.
Arthur Levin directs the Center for Medical Consumers, a New York-based healthcare advocacy group. He criticizes the accreditation process because JACO is not a government agency, but an independent body that's funded by the industry it regulates. Despite that, Levin says, the new system likely does give a much better snapshot of day-to-day operations.
I think having surveyors walk in unannounced is a big improvement. And the new system of following a number of patients throughout their hospital stay probably gives a more accurate picture of the quality and safety of care in that hospital.
Mass General, and large hospitals like it, now devote a great deal of time to trying to systematically improve patient care. But does knowing about the surprise inspection make orthopedics patient David Holloman feel more confident?
Oh, of course, because I think everybody has to be on his toes.
For NPR News, I'm Alan Cockle in Boston.